You're listening to SBS News.
The COVID-19 pandemic is the greatest crisis of our age. Just 7 months since it was declared, over 1 million people have died and tens of millions have been infected. Cases are still rising and new spikes and waves are occurring in places that had suppressed the virus for many months. The indirect impact of the pandemic is wreaking havoc on societies and economies.
That's Antonio Guterres, United Nations Secretary General, opening an online session of the World Health Summit. Mr. Guterres has called for worldwide solidarity and demanded developed countries support health systems in countries that are short of resources. Several of the leaders and experts who spoke at the opening stressed the need to cooperate across borders. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, said it was vital that a vaccine, once it was developed, should be used effectively. And German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said it was imperative that whichever country develops a vaccine, share it for the benefit of all.
No one is safe from COVID-19. No one is safe until we are all safe from it. Even those who conquer the virus within their own borders remain prisoners within these borders until it's conquered everywhere.
And Spain has again gone into lockdown. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says the measures that took effect on Sunday include a curfew between 11 at night and 6 in the morning. Spain's regional leaders can determine differing stricter hours for the curfew as Europe grapples with its second wave of COVID-19 infections. Regions will also need to limit gatherings to 6 people who don't live together. Spain has recorded more than 34,000 coronavirus deaths. Fatih, a resident of Barcelona, says no government or expert anywhere knows exactly how to stop the spread of COVID-19.
If COVID spreads because of the nightlife, if COVID spreads because people are going out, yes, it will slow it down. But I don't believe that any government actually has a solution. They follow each other. First France did it, now Spain is doing it. Maybe next Italy is going to do it.
Meanwhile, Italy is imposing another month of coronavirus restrictions, including the shutdown of pools, gyms, cinemas and curfews for dining venues. The latest daily cases has passed 20,000, with more than a quarter of infections recorded in the northern Lombardy region. More than 500,000 cases have been recorded in Italy during the COVID-19 pandemic and 37,000 deaths. The new rules also include outdoor mask wearing, only 4 diners at a table and no unnecessary travel. This woman says she's resigned to the decision.
Sadly, the situation is what it is. We need more seriousness. We're also trying to help the shop owners for what we can. The time bars will close is what it is. The restrictions are what they are, but if they help us to go forward, we accept them. There is nothing else to do, sadly.
US President Donald Trump has told an election rally in New Hampshire that even without a vaccine, America was rounding the turn in its battle against the coronavirus. However, data from Johns Hopkins University showed new COVID-19 cases in the US were at a high, with 83,718 reported Saturday, just shy of the 83,757 infections on Friday. COVID-19 has killed around 240,000 Americans. Mr. Trump told supporters at the rally he didn't see any need for restrictions.
We're not locking down. We understand the disease. We're going to take such, and we've been taking care of our elderly, especially with heart or diabetes problems. And we're going to take care of it. And we're going to be careful. We're going to be vigilant. But we're not locking down.
The colourful Hindu festivals of Durga and Puja Dasara have been scaled back this year in India amid fears the festive season might lead to a cascade of new coronavirus infections. Prayers have gone virtual and organisers are live streaming sessions for the devotees, while food blessed by the goddess Durga is being home delivered so people don't have to gather to pick it up. India has the world's second largest number of confirmed coronavirus cases after the United States. Anita Halda is one of the organisers of the festival.
We are organising this puja so that nobody should come here. Only virtually we'll just doing the puja, so online people can see it from their house and there only they can do the puja.
The Israel Institute for Biological Research has confirmed human testing on a coronavirus vaccine will begin next week. The researchers plan to develop 15 million doses for Israel and its close neighbours, but it's unclear which countries are included. And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language, sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.